This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Media outlets hailed Wendy Davis's Texas filibuster last summer as heroic, perhaps because it touted abortion as something never to be regulated. Now, however, with the Ted Cruz filibuster seeking to defund pro-abortion Obamacare, that has earned the U.S. Senator from Texas media scorn. The more things change, the more things stay the same. In 1957, noted journalist and correspondent Mike Wallace interviewed the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Listen.
Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. All sorts of things just marked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin.
The prison writings of Kermit Gosnell echo her sentiments as he justifies the crimes he committed in Philadelphia. This is Life News Radio. Defunding Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, is a priority in pro-life circles because the rulemaking authority it creates sees human life as an expense to be avoided. Abortion is funded, as is sterilization. All forms of contraceptives, including unnatural, cancer-causing hormones, are included. I urge you to call our nation's capital and ask for your senator. 202-224-3121. A new lawsuit shows, perhaps more than other complaints, how the HHS mandate is an attack on the practice of religion and the right of conscience. The Beckett Fund has taken the case of the Little Sisters of the Poor, religious Catholic sisters with elder care facilities located all over the U.S. The mandate expects these sisters to pay for abortifacient drugs for their employees. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.